father, Phil Ackerman, a personal hero of many in the Heitkamp family, certainly my sister Thomasine. Father Phil, good to have you on News and Views.
Well, thank you very much.
Explain to people why you're there and where you're at.
We are in Bethlehem. We were on a 10-day tour, which started last week, and the tour was scheduled to end on October 12th with a departure back home. And our tour has gone very well up to this point where on Sunday we were alerted that checkpoints were starting to close. So luckily, we had our reservations for a hotel in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is considered safe from the bombing and the conflict because it is in Palestinian area.
Okay.
And so we're able to tour sites like yesterday and like the Church of the Nativity where Jesus Christ was born and other sites as well have mass and so on and so forth. But we, to our surprise this morning, found out the checkpoints. There's checkpoints between here and Jerusalem. Jerusalem is only about 6 miles away from Bethlehem. But it's like crossing a border because that is run by the Israelis. And this Bethlehem area is run by the Palestinians. And so we did not think we'd be able to do anything or enter into Jerusalem at all. And we were just going to just remain here in Bethlehem. However, the checkpoints opened up, so we decided to go into Jerusalem, and we were able to go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and see the tomb where Jesus Christ was buried. And we were also able to do the Way of the Cross and have lunch. But right after lunch, we were told that we needed to get in the bus immediately and head back to Bethlehem, so the checkpoints would be closing. Luckily for us, the checkpoints going into Jerusalem this morning, we only waited 10 minutes in line to get through. Just had to show one document, and we were able to get through and do all that we wanted to do there and return. As we departed Jerusalem and heading towards Bethlehem, there was nobody at the checkpoint. We just drove right through, and they didn't need any documents. However, as we were entering back into the Palestinian area of Bethlehem, there was a long line of cars beyond what you could see of people trying to enter into Jerusalem that probably wanted to be in that area before the checkpoints closed. The U.S. Embassy sent an alert to all of us travelers that there is a curfew for U.S. Embassy employees starting today from 8 p.m. Tonight to 6 a.m. in the morning, and advising people to stay close to home. And so for us, we're staying in our hotel tomorrow. We're not going out. So it just seems to us that things are escalating a little bit. The group is doing fine. However, there's underneath all this, there's a level of anxiety. And when are we going to get home? And when is all this going to take place?
If you wanted to get home right now, could you?
No. Flights are not available.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no flights coming in as of today. And there are flights scheduled for later this week. But we're wondering if we'd be able to get on. We have reservations for our flights on Friday. And we tried to get flights for another airline or another day on the same airline, and something happens, and then we cannot make that connection because of some obstacles or whatever, then we lose the seats we have. And we were told that we may not be able to get seats until October 22nd.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we just felt that we just wanted to keep the seats we have for Thursday, and that we will just kind of rest and relax here at the hotel where we know we are safe in Bethlehem.
How do you know you're safe, father. How, I mean, you say there's a level of anxiety. I get it. You know, you as one of the heads of the delegation, you know, not to mention your calling in life, you know, you're looking after people. I understand that. And so it goes beyond the responsibility of one's self for you. But how do you know you're safe?
Just from what we were told. You know, we're just passing on information that we have received from our tour leaders, and knowing the arrangements or the dynamics here.
Yeah. Father, you're very, by the very nature of your life, how you're spending it, you're a student of religion. This is about religion and how religion has forced issues when it comes to geography. Give us your take on that, to know that religion is being used for what's going on with all of these killings.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with all that, you know, with the Hamas and all those things that are going on. So I really wouldn't be able to respond to that. I just don't know if religion is tied in with politics and all those things. I'm just not really on track with that.
Well, and one of the things I thought of, because you mentioned, you know, the burial of Jesus Christ. You know, when you look at this, I look at it as Jews versus Palestinians versus, you know, the religions, and you don't necessarily, even though I do, being raised the same way you were, think of Christianity. And so I didn't know if that was going to be singled out in some way by other religions or left to its own.
Yes. I am assuming that this whole situation is extremely complex with many different parts to it. And I don't really fully understand the nature of the conflict as it is.
You bet. I understand, Father.
Sure.
When you take a look or a step towards the conditions that you're in right now, have you seen, you mentioned you went through the checkpoint. Have you seen anything of what's been happening, whether it be through the sky, whether it be through damage, whether it be, or are we talking about just the massive amounts at the checkpoint, which you had sent me?
Yes, I have seen nothing of that nature. Just the checkpoint. We have not seen any planes or heard any gunshots or anything.
Okay. Father, there's a lot of people that know about your trip. A lot of people that care and are praying for you. And what would your message to them be?
Our message would be, and something that's very strong, is we would really appreciate, deeply appreciate, people contacting our U.S. senators so they could put pressure on to help us with the situation that we're in.
Okay, to get you home.
To get us home. You know, have our U.S. North Dakota U.S. senators have some, if they could help us with trying to get home.
If we heard
from a multitude of people, that would be very helpful for us.
Okay. Did this ever enter your mind as the potential of happening when you left? I mean, certainly not to this extent, but just sheerly that, you know, that you're entering into an area as volatile as this.
Yes, I had no idea. If I did, I would not have scheduled this trip, or I would have canceled it. I thought there could be some unrest or things that happen, which is almost seems to be a common thing in Israel, Palestine. But to this level, no. Even the people who live here said this is beyond what we've seen.
Yeah. What would be your message to your congregation?
You know, for the congregation, to keep us in prayer and to encourage our U.S. senators to help us.
Okay. Father, get home safe. There is a lot of people praying for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for your time, sir.